Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Camille Bianchi. United States President Donald Trump says a nuclear deal could still be reached with Iran. Iran and Israel have been launching attacks on each other for the past week. Mr. Trump says Iran was a few weeks away from developing a nuclear weapon before Israel attacked. The United Nations nuclear regulator says it has no evidence Iran was developing nuclear weapons. Mr. Trump says the United States may or may not bomb Iran's nuclear sites.
I have a meeting in the war room in a little while. Situation room, as some people call it. So we're going to meet. We're going to see. We're in the midst of it. It's a terrible thing. I hate to see it. I hate to see all that death, so much death and destruction. But death primarily is what I hate to see.
Does that mean you haven't made a decision yet on what to do?
I have ideas as to what to do, but I haven't made a final. I like to make the final decision 1 second before it's due, you know, because things change.
Foreign Minister Penny Wong says some Australians have already been evacuated from Israel last night. She says there are around 1,500 Australians there who have asked for help, as well as 1,200 citizens in Israel. Ms. Wong told ABC the closure of airspace makes sending people home difficult.
Obviously, there are more opportunities in relation to Israel. We took the opportunity to get a small group out across the land by land crossing yesterday, and we'll seek to continue that. Obviously, the situation on the ground is fluid. Iran is a very complicated situation, a very risky situation. I think we all know that. Our travel advice remains the same, and it is that people. If you are able to leave safely, you should do so. If not, shelter in place.
Palestinians say they fear the world is forgetting the deadly war in Gaza. This week, local health authorities say Israel killed at least 140 Palestinians in 24 hours. Residents in Khan Yunis say Israeli tanks fired on starving crowds. In one incident, 59 people were reportedly killed.
This happened because of hunger. We took the flour, then they told us there was another batch. People queued up, and after 8 minutes of waiting, the tank came and shelled us. I hid and saw hands, heads and limbs. Then I took a woman, a man and a child and transported them in a cart to the hospital.
The Israeli military says it is reviewing this incident. Tasmania Police says today detectives will meet with the suspect they claim shot and killed police officer Keith Smith on Monday. It is the first shooting death of a Tasmanian police officer in the past 100 years. Police Commissioner Donna Adams says police expect to lay charges soon.
It's important that we remember we are in the early stages of a criminal investigation. We hope with the advice from the medical practitioners at the Launceston General Hospital to be in a position to speak to the offender with a view of hopefully laying charges towards the end of the day.
That's the latest SBS News in easy English.